good morning, everybody. Happy New Year to everybody. This is a Happy New Year for those of you that I've had not had a chance to speak to this month, the month of January. And to get started, let's ask the Lord to help us. Father, I thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to speak to the community for which this channel covers. And I pray that they will have open ears to hear the word that you've given me to deliver. And I thank you for it. Thank you for the opportunity to deliver the word. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Brother Melvin, it's again that we're starting a new year. And I'm glad to be a part. And we're going to keep going and rolling, believing that God will, without a question, answer prayer. I'd like to start in the book of Genesis. I have three scriptures that I'd like for everybody to consider with me. The first one is in Genesis chapter 18. The second one is in Romans chapter 4. And the third is in Romans chapter 8. Genesis chapter 18. And looking at verse 14. Genesis 18 and 14. And listen to the scripture. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time of appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And I'd like for you to come with me to Romans chapter 4. And let's look at verse 21. Listen how he says this. It's the same man speaking here. And being fully persuaded. This is in Romans 4 and 21. That what he had promised, he was able also to perform. That's a testimony of Abraham is delivering here. Now, turning in Romans 8 and 31, and we'll cover these as we go. 8 and 31. Listen what he says. And this is Paul now speaking. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And for the next few minutes, I'd like to cover this, and I'd like to use the theme, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? Now, before we give you the history of what is being said in the book of Genesis, I want to look at the world's condition today. We're just in a few days from now, we will be installing a new president of the United States, Donald Trump. And there's a lot of frustrations wrapped around him being selected as the new president of the United States. Very controversial man. Some people even saying, if I had the option, I'd move out of the country. I'd move to another country. I've even heard some people say, if they had a spacecraft that would take me to another planet, I don't even want to live on the same planet with this man. But what they do not know is that God has all of the control, no matter what Trump says, does, think, or acts. God is in control. So I'd like to ask the question then to those of us who truly believe that God has no limit on to what he can do, then why should I worry if I believe he's all of that? I hope you can understand what I'm saying. I'd like to ask that question to you as we walk into this message today. If you really believe that he has everything in his hand, then why do I need to worry? Why do I need to be concerned? However, that does not mean that I don't do everything I can do for myself, for my family, for my wife, my son, my children. I'm supposed to do that. But when I've run out of everything, I need to recognize the fact that there is nothing too hard for God. Now, looking at the book of Genesis, Sarah loved her husband and had lived now into a far past the time of childbearing. And Abraham had lived far past to produce a baby. But God showed up. Now, in the first part of this chapter 18, it says, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Moriah, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. This is Abraham. And when Abraham looked up from his tent door, he saw these three men under the tree. So he rushed out and met them and recognized that there was something unique about them. Well, long story made short, I believe that in the midst of those three men, God had showed up in the form of Yahweh, and spoke to Abraham and says, Abraham, you know I made you a promise earlier that you would absolutely, without a question, be the father of many nations. In order to do that, I'm going to have Sarah to bear your son by the name of Isaac. And Abraham did not necessarily doubt God, but he had some concerns as to why this late age. And then he finally realized that as one of these three men spoke to him in verse 14, and well, let's look at verse 13. Let's look at 12. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old as I am? Verse 13. And the Lord said unto Abram, wherefore did Sarah laugh? How come? Sarah shall I of a surety bear a son which am old? And one of the men said to Abraham, is there anything too hard for God? Now, I don't know I think it was Lightfoot who makes a statement, and believing that that was Yahweh or God who really made the statement. But I want you to know the statement was not a question of unsurety, but a question in terms of making sure that Abraham know that he need to change his tune and recognize the fact that there ain't nothing too hard for God. It don't make any difference what it is. Now, you and I, brothers and sisters, need to recognize that as we start our new year, you're going to run into some difficulties this year. Every last one of us are going to run into difficulties. But if you really know inside of your heart, if you really are convinced that God absolutely has no limit. If you really know that God can do anything and that he has your best interest at hand. In other words, God's got your back. I was in a meeting today with some people, and we're looking at a tent revival that we're going to do in April. And one of the ministers was saying, well, you know, we're going to really have some difficulty with this and difficult with that. And somehow the Holy Spirit rose up into me and I said, well, folks, I don't know what you all got to say, but anything God said, let's roll with it. And they grabbed that up in a hurry, saying that that's a good sermon to preach. Well, whatever God says, let's roll with it. The only thing you need to do is to make sure that he said it. If he said it, then you don't need to stop. You don't need to bother any further. Let's look in the book of Romans and see what is being said in the book of Romans concerning this same statement. Now in chapter 4 and verse 21 of the book of Romans. Let's take a look at it. Well, let's look at verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God. This is Abraham. Through unbelief, but was strong in the faith. Strong in the faith, giving glory to God. And then look at what it said in verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Let me tell you something, folks. All you need to do, and I've been getting letters and statements from people who are saying that, standing on the promise and what have you. But I have concerns if I say that I believe that God has no limit, and I run into a problem and start yelling and crying and looking for somebody to help me. I got a problem with that. And let me tell you, I'm not talking about you. I had a problem like that in my early growing up, knowing that mama and the old church where I grew up, the Mount Zion and the New Zion Baptist Church, and they taught that all you had to do is to believe. In some kind of way or another, I garnered that. But when the time come to show faith, I did not have that going on for me. So in 1953, when I got called to go to Korea, I had some concerns about that. But Mama said that God was going to see after me. God was going to take care of me. God was going to bring me over there and God was going to bring me back. And finally, but because I had no choice in the matter, I went. Now, let me show you how God worked this issue. Got on the boat in Oakland, California, on my way to Yokohama, Japan. And from there, I would go into Korea. And this was in 1953. Got on the boat. And I had my little checkerboard with me because I was, I know that I was going to be on the boat for almost a month. Took just about a month in those days to go from Oakland to Yokohama, Japan. And so one day, making a long story short, I got my checkerboard and went up top deck. Sun was shining nice and clear, and I yell out on the top of the boat, because there were several people up there, several soldiers running around on top of a boat. There were 7,000, by the way, 7,000 troopers on that ship. Is there anybody up here know how to play checkers? And a white boy named Bob, and I can't think of Bob's last name. Bob said, I can play checkers. I said, well, come on.